Joining us now, and he actually rang through on the program yesterday. We didn't quite realise who he was. He's the director of a company called IVIC, which is the International Vehicle Integrity Centre. Tony Modaka, good afternoon.
How are you this afternoon?
I'm good, Tony. Now, thank you for joining us again. So just so I'm clear, your company, IVIC, what you do is you audit panel beaters' work, do you?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, so I mean, we've been inundated with emails and calls in particular about AAMI, but it probably applies to other insurance companies as well.
Yes,
what sort of things do you find in general? I mean, what sort of proportion of panel beaters' work is subpar?
Well, mainly when they're structurally damaged is where we find the problems with them. Cosmetically, they look okay on the outside. They're all shiny. They look good on the outside, but it's when we measure them up with the manufacturer specifications that don't comply.
Okay, so the chassis has been bent or twisted then?
That's correct, yes.
All right, now, are we talking about things that the average person would actually notice about their car?
Well, people would notice that their car would drive different if they're out of tolerance, but they do go and complain to the insurers or the panel beaters, and they get flogged back saying there's nothing wrong with it, probably in your head. Nothing wrong with the vehicle, you just want it written off, and all these arguments start to occur.
In my case, the issue appears to be some electrical connections which haven't been put in place. It was only a very minor accident, but the warning light on the dash, which I can't believe the panel beater missed, says that the rear hatch is open when it's firmly closed, and also neither the washer nor the wiper now work. Is that something else that causes problems, not connecting or reconnecting electrical systems?
It depends how much damage was on the car. Was it hitting the rear, was it?
Yeah, but very minor. I mean, it was just a cracked bumper bar and a small dent on the rear hatch.
Yeah, but it's possible that the tailgate's not sealing, and it's the light that's saying that it's open. So it could be an adjustment in the grommet, or it could be out of tolerance in the aperture in the rear. So
now, are your customers people who say, I've had my car fixed at a panel beater, I don't think it's right, could you have a look at it for me? Is that the way it works?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, do people pay you for this service and then you go and deal with the panel beater?
Yeah, they pay us an initial fee up front, and basically if we don't get them a settlement, we're not going to chase the balance of the money. But in most cases, when they're structurally compromised, the insurers buy the car back off the owner.
Okay, now later on in the program, I'm going to speak to a representative of AAMI, aka AAMI.
Yeah.
I mean, are they... We've been told that they actually now own their own chain of panel beaters and, in fact, have just bought a wrecking yard as well. Is that true?
Yeah, that's correct, yes.
Is that... To me, that sounds wrong, that an insurance company who really should be independent of panel beaters actually owns one. What do you think?
Well, I think it's wrong because they're controlling the whole deal. I mean, they're insuring the vehicle, they're assessing the vehicle, they're repairing the vehicle, and they're getting the parts organised for them when they can as well.
How long have you been doing these assessments that you do?
The last, say, about 8 years, I've been in the assessing side of inspections. Prior to that, I had 37 crash repairs under a franchise model.
Okay. Do you think that there's evidence that corners are being cut more now than perhaps what they used to in repairs?
Yes, I do.
Why do you say that?
I say this because the cream work's been taken out of the industry now, and the non-drivable stuff, people have got to compete, so there's less work available for the smash repairer.
No, when you say the non-drivable stuff, that's where a car is a write-off?
Not a write-off, but it's come off a tow truck, so it goes into a centre to be quoted on process to repairers. And because the smaller jobs, where are more profitable, are now taken out of the system completely, the panel beaters have to, compete harder against each other to survive. But that's where we've got the problem now. They're doing the jobs for a lot less. There's less work available. And corners are being cut because there's not enough money on the job.
I've had many emails and calls from people who run independent panel shops, and they all say the same thing, that they're being forced out of business. Is this true?
Yes, that's correct, yes.
And is that because they offer a higher standard of work at a higher price?
No, I just think the insurers promote it better with their super centres, and the customer walks into a nice clean place, premises, and but the quality is not what it should be. They're pushing out a lot of cars, obviously, through their centres.
All right, Tony. Well, look, thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate your time and your expertise. Tony Modaka there, Director of IVIC, International Vehicle Integrity Centre.